Archaeologists say they've identified what is by far the oldest astronomical observatory in the Americas. A series of towers near a temple in coastal Peru was built in the 4th century BC. Those towers turn out to mark the sun's progress across the sky, according to a study in the latest Science magazine. It seems the sun played an important role in religious and political life long before the Inca sun cult appeared. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
19th century explorers came across a curious scene in coastal Peru. An ancient fortress stood near a long ridge dotted with 13 stubby towers, kind of like a sea serpent's back. The early explorers suggested that the towers had something to do with the movement of the moon and left it at that. A few years ago, Ivan Getzey at long last drummed up enough funding to excavate the site, which is called Chanquillo, to uncover its secrets.
Number one on my list was this possible relationship to astronomy.
Getzey is at the Catholic University of Peru and the National Director of Archaeology. He quickly came to realize that the towers had nothing to do with the moon, but everything to do with the sun when viewed from either of two structures that stood nearby.
You could actually watch the sunrise aligned with the northernmost tower during the June solstice. And with the opposite tower on the other end of the line, you could see the sunrise at the December solstice. So we realized that here we had an astronomical device that was designed to keep track of the movement of the sun and therefore keep track of time.
And it's by far the earliest example of an observatory in the Americas. Getzey knows frustratingly little about the people who built the towers and the fortifications at Chanquillo. For example, there's no telling whether they were in any way forerunners of the Incas, famous sun worshippers who appeared on the scene many centuries after this structure was built.
We know that the Incas made powerful political statements based on the relationship between the sun and the king, and the Inca claimed to be the offspring of the sun. But now we have a society that is 1,800 years before the Inca, and that clearly is using the sun as a way to make a political, social, and ideological statement.
The towers weren't just a fancy sundial. For one thing, the fortifications nearby appear to protect a temple. Anthony Avini is an archaeoastronomer at Colgate University. He agrees with Getzey's interpretation that the site is of great cultural and political significance, in addition to its practical use for timing plantings and harvests.
So you have not just agricultural practicalities, the practical idea of keeping a calendar for agriculture, but embedded that is all embedded within this religious ritual that they conducted. And then, of course, associated with religious ritual is hierarchical powers.
The priests who controlled the temple presumably held sway over the people around them and used their knowledge of astronomy as part of their mystique. The question, as always in situations like this, is whether the towers were really built with astronomy in mind or if the layout turns out to be a happy coincidence. But Avini, for one, is convinced that this observatory is the real deal.
It does work, and it works in a way that makes sense given what we know about Andean calendars.
The towers help mark other solar events, and they help count out a 10-day week, which Andean people used. Ivan Getzey says tourists may soon be able to judge this for themselves. He's working hard to turn the well-preserved ruins of Chanquillo into a major destination. Richard Harris, NPR News.